Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaKadosh Mor Einayim. We are in Parashas Shmos in Dibra Maschil Digimora Visaita. S'chus HaVimor V'imos HaShiyichiyu S'chus Moshim Vishnu Reis Oshim Mor Mordechai Mor Moshim Mordechai and the S'chus from Shragul Malka Esther, the S'chus Refuas and that his sister, meaning Miriam, Moshe's sister, stood from afar to see what's going to be with Moshe. To see what's going to be at the end of her nevuah. V'havin ha'davo, hoil, in other words, to be what's going to be at the end, not the end with Moshe, Chazal darshan at the end of her nevuah. What's going to be with her nevuah? She was in a via. She was told that he's going to save the Jewish people. Why did she have to know what's going to be in the end? Did she not believe that God's going to fulfill his words? It says that he said, and it was, of course Hashem was going to be mekayim what he said. What's the pshat? She was looking to see it. Is he really going to redeem the Jewish people? Push it. Ach, the Noda Ma'amar Rabbi Seinu, Chochom Odif Minovi. The explanation is as follows. It's known what the rabbis tell us, that a Chochom is greater than a Navi. Well, the Pashtus, the mile of a Chochom from the Navi is, Shilu Navi Loya Misnabe Kim B'Shah Shenem Reloya Navua. A Navi would only be misnabe when the nevuah was told to him. Sometimes the nevuah doesn't come to him. So then he's not masig the nevuah. Somebody who's a chacham, he can know it every time there is to know. And the essence of the aspect of this chacham, who can be masik chachm at all times, the explanation is the neidim hashem avur v'dvarim v'had ka'akodim sheyesh b'chinas or boir ha'kodim ha'gonis v'toyrash and eslav shev levushim. As we spoke about in the previous maimel of the Rebbe Zatzal, the essence of a chacham is that it's known that there is a b'china of clear primordial light that is stored in the Torah, that is enclosed with levushim, with coverings. And this inyan of the hidden light of the Torah is kamashikosu bagimore, the Torahso shel Rabbi Meir ayakatuv, kotnot or be'alef. In other words, in the pasuk vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam kosnis or vayalbishem, God made for Adam these garments of leather, of skin, or im ayin, vayal all ayin, with a guttural ayin. By Al Bishem, and he clothed them in the Torah of Rabbi Meir, it was written Kosnos Orim Aleph, garments of light. And the Pshuto, this is difficult to understand. Rabbi Meir is changing the letters of the Torah. A Kavanah b'zeh, ki mishe zoich eliyah is begeder, shetiyah machshavah shalai dvuka l'amoko, shemisham shorsha, shu'olam ha-machshavah shenik l'chochma, zoich l'madrega is Kosnos Or. What this means is that someone who's zocheh to be in the category that his thought is connected to the source from which he is rooted, which is the world of thought, which is called chachma, it merits the level of kosmos or with an aleph, as we will explain. Ki, ha-Torah nislab sha'ach ha-chet Adam ha-rishon b'levushim avim. The Torah wasn't clothed after the sin of Adam with thick garments. Zenika kosnos ol be'ayin, and that is called garments of skin with an ayin. In other words, the light of the Torah was enclosed with levushim gashmim. It was enclosed with physical covers, and that's or that's the chomer. That's with an ayin. V'chol echad kafi mashu adam kach roya b'torah yedei levushim. And everybody, according to his level of humanity, sees in the Torah its coverings. Ki ha-Torah yi'etz ha-chayim. The truth is the Torah is the tree of life. V'nikra toiv gamur, and it's called absolute good. Kemo she'amar ein tov ela toivo. Like it's, the Tana says that the only good is Torah. Avos perek vav mishnah gimel. V'ein bo ra klal, there's no evil. Rak she'mitzad ha-shvira na'aseh b'chinas toiv v'ra. Because of the shvira, because there was too much light and the kelim were shattered, so now the sparks are scattered all over the place and there's a mixture in the world of good and bad. And that's all the kavanas ha-bechira. That's all for the purpose of bechira. Kamu b'dvareinu ha-koidmim. Like we spoke about earlier in Dibur Maskel v'yiki yirem yaldois. V'mi shevikir bo harachas v'shalom mitzad shebochar lo kach gam ken hu ro'e b'torah ha-shalomed. Somebody who's ra sees ra in the Torah, because he's not masig the aragonas in the Torah. He's only masig the levushim hachitzoniim. Shebehem shayach b'chinas ra. Ve'etz lo nikra Torah eitz hadas toiv v'ra. For him, the Torah is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Because he has evil in his soul, so he sees evil in the Torah. Rak shetziv v'yashem yizbarach hayom eitz hadas toiv v'ra lo yisocha mimenu. V'achilu miloshon hasoga. Just the tziv v'yav Hashem was from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, you should not eat from it. Eating is lashon hasag of perception. In other words, the commandment was she masig ha-toyrah v'v'chinas toyrah, that a person should not see the Torah from the perspective of good and evil. Rather, he should only see the good. He shouldn't see evil chas v'shalom in the Torah. Should only see the good. And it's known that evil is the drug of death. That if someone is zoche, Torah would be for him a tree of life, a drug of life, an elixir of life. And if he's not zoche, then it's the opposite. How's it shaykh in Torah, which gives life to all living, that it becomes a drug of death? How can that be? The idea is that definitely Torah, from its perspective, it lacks no good and vitality. At the root of Torah, all there is good. Rakshi nikreis aspaklaria. It's just called an aspaklaria. It's just called a mirror. Ukefi mashu adam kachro apanav baspaklaria. What you are is what you see in the mirror. Umi shezorcha levar hara mikir bo kumo shekatuv sur meira. Ve'az ba'asei tov osea Torah b'chinat tov gamor. Somebody who zoche to destroy the evil from his midst, like it says, remove yourself from evil. He removes the coverings of the Torah. Ve'az va'asei tov, and the mele he's going to do good. Oseh ha-Torah b'vchinat tov gamur. He makes the Torah absolute good. There's no more ra. If a person has ra in his soul, then he sees the ra in the Torah. But if a person has only good in his soul, and he sees the Torah as it is b'sharesh, which is all good. V'lekach Rabbi Meir shezachal azeh sheyatzim b'chinas eitz hadas toiv v'vora shemitzido bosam ha-moves. And Rabbi Meir was zochet to this level, that he went out of the b'china of eitz hadas toiv v'vora, from where the sam ha-moves comes, k'mo sheniknesam nisal adam ha-rishon, mitzidoi, ha-yidei she'ochal mimenu, Shubuchinas has saga kamu. So, death was, the Adam HaRishon was penalized with death because he saw the Ra in the Torah, Memeraz Sama Moves, and that's why Adam Rishon had to die. Because he ate from this tree, which is a Bechina of Hasag of perception. Now he's perceiving the Ra in the Torah, and that's terrible, and that brings to death. But Rabbi Meir Yotza Mizeh, and Rabbi Meir went out of this. Al Kain Hisigat Torah Shailom, maybe Bechinas O. And therefore he was Masig in the Torah that he learned the perspective of light. She Masig Ha'or HaGonuz. He perceived the hidden light. Derech HaLavushim Shebetorah So Shailom made. Via the coverings of the Torah that he would learn. For him, the coverings were the perspective of light, of O and an Aleph. After he left the world of Shvira, of this broken vessels, where everything is a mixture of good and bad. But the rest of the world who aren't in this Madrega. By them the Torah are coverings of skin, of leather, levushim gashmim kamoisim kamur ve'avein, which are physical coverings. V'lachein v'lakach chacham adif minavi. So now we understand why a chacham is greater than a navi. Ayidei shizoy chelek kasher machshavtoi bo'olam ha'machshav v'shenikro chachma, because he merits connecting his thoughts to the world of Machshava that's called Chachma. Sha'al Shema Nikra Chacham, that's why it's called a Chacham, because he connects to the world of Machshava that's called Chachma. Yuchal Lahasig Me'a Toiva, Me'a B'chol Eis Sherotze Lahasig. He can understand from the Torah whenever he wants. So he can get the Or HaGanus in the Torah. He gets this hidden light, because he goes back to the root, to the Olam HaMachshava that's called Chachma. So he could be Masig at all times from the Torah. And a Navi, if he wants to know something, when the Nevuah didn't come to him, he would have to be Mischazek at that time and be Bechinas Chachm in order to see the clear, primordial, hidden light, and then he can know what he wants to know, even though Nevuah hasn't come to him. So that, sweet friends, is the first leg of our journey through this Maimer of Rebbe, Dibur Maskel B'Gemara B'Soita, and we still have a lot more to say. Hashem, please stay tuned. This was awesome. And if Hashem gives us life and health, we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.